Okay, we are on Mem Gimel, Mem Beis and Mem Beis. So the Gemara is trying to prove whether there is, the Gemara Shaila was, whether Ukav Get Shichrur, when somebody said his money is free, does he have Knas? Meaning, does the master get the Knas if a Shor HaMu'ud were to kill him? So the Gemara tried to prove it from the following case. From the case when the master knocks out his tooth and blinds his eye, the master has to pay. And if he's still entitled, he still didn't get a star shikhar. If the master would be entitled to the knas, he would be entitled to the damages as well. And therefore, that would go together with knas. And therefore, the master wouldn't have to pay. The fact that the master has to pay shows that the master is not entitled to anything anymore that smells of money, including the knas. And the Gemara answered, maybe it's going like the Mandi Amai that says, you don't need a Shtar Shichur. Because we are assuming that even though his tooth was knocked out and he goes free, he still needs that bill of freedom. The Gemara's answer is, maybe this Gemara is going that he does not need a bill of freedom. Now, I'm up to right across Taisus Ma'ukav Get, the Tanya. Bekulon, by all the 26 places in his body that an Eved goes free. I spoke out yesterday that an Eved goes free if his master knocks out a tooth or blinds his eye or severs any one of the 24 tips of his body.
Tip of his finger?
Tip of his finger. There's 24 tips. 20 fingers and toes, 2 ears, nose, a male organ.
Goes free, pinky
yes. So the first Tana says, which is Rabbi Shmuel, the kulan eved yaitzim l'mecheres b'vitzarok yetchichum rabbi. He still needs the bill of freedom, meaning the master is obligated to give it to him. The guy has a right, he goes to Bezna and demands his freedom. But the he's not free 100% until he gets that bill of freedom. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rameir says he goes free. This is the way he goes free that doesn't need a get shichur. The Torah said this is the way an Eved Kanani goes free. There is a kasuv, no need for an Eved a star shichur. Rabbi Lazar and Mitzarech, Rabbi Tavon and Meir Mitzarech, Bekiva and Mitzarech, Hamachriyim lifnei Chachamim, those who make compromises. Imrim they said, Nirim divrei Rabbi Tavon v'shem v'ayin, Hayav v'tayres afzalai. Since the Torah specifically stated, as we're going to see in a second, that he goes out with his tooth and eye, so there he goes out without the need of a Shtar Shichur. But Divrei Rabbi Akiva, and we agree with Rabbi Akiva who says you do need a Shtar Shichur, B'shari Varim, by the other 24 places, Hayo Knas Chachamimu, because it's just a rabbinic knas, which means the Gemara seems to say, and it's going to jump on it right away, that going out with the 24 tips are only rabbinic, and therefore he still needs a Shtar Shichur. But the Shem V'ayin is in the Torah, therefore he would not need a Shtar Shichur. Frek the Gemara, HaKnas? This is a Knas? HaKroy Kadashinan? This is derived from Sukkim. It's a Deraisa. How could you say that it's only rabbinic? It's a deraisa.
The other one,
yes, it's learned out from Sukkim and Masechtas Kedushin. I don't remember what the Sukkim are. I don't even think Rashi brings it. But whatever it is, we learned it out from Sukkim. And for the Gemara Lo'imah Hoyel Medrash Chachamimu. Since it's not the Farish and the Pasuk and we derive it, we're afraid that people will think that he doesn't go free. Because they'll say it doesn't say it in Chumash. So for the benefit of the Eved, we make the master free him. So, according to the Machriyim Lefnei Chachamim, they basically agree that you don't need a Shtar Shichur. He's really free by having his tooth, eye, or any other place of the 24 tips knocked off. The tooth and eye are beferish in the plastic. The other 24 are learned out from drushes. Some people don't see the drushes, and therefore will assume that the Eved is still an Eved if his tip of the finger gets knocked off. Therefore, they said, let the master write a Shtar Shichur, or force the master to write a Shtar Shichur, to remove anybody who doesn't know the halacha. Rashi. What we want from here is that it's a machlokes if he needs a Shtar Shichur. The whole raya, what we brought, was based on the fact that he still needs a Shtar Shichur. Who says that Braisa holds you need a Shner Shikur? Maybe the reason the Braisa says that the master pays for the eye is because he ever went totally free the minute his tooth was knocked out. And therefore, he's a free man. Not because he still needs a Shner Shikur and we wanted to prove something. You're assuming that that Braisa held like the Tanoim that said he needs a Shner Shikur. Who says? Rashi. Zakt Rashi. Hippul Rabbi Shinoi shall ever knani. He knocked out his tooth and then blinded him. We're assuming that he still needs a bill of freedom. And even though he blinded him before he gave him that Shtar Shechur, he pays for it. The Kulon, Esther Babar Rashi Avar Mamurim Mesechtus Negoim, the Indian She'enim Matamim Mishum Michyam. The Mishnah Megoim brings it because of the halacha of Michya. There is a halacha that if a person has a nega, in the middle of the nega, there's healthy skin that's called a Michya, it's a Simen Tumma. And the Mishnah Negoim says the Michya does not apply at tips because you can't see the whole thing at one time because it's a tip, so you have to turn it over. And therefore, the Mishnah says there are 24 places in the body that are not matamim shemichya. Rashi has boshi adayim v'reglayim, fingers and toes. Rashi achaitim the nose. Rashi has nayim the ears. Shmerai shakviya the male organ. Shem shupam lekano lekan. They slant in two different directions. Ve'ein nega nira lekayim b'basachas. He can't see the nega in one shot. This is the Mishnah Negoim. That's where it lists the 24 tips. It's Negeya Negoim over there. And it's Negeya also that an Eved goes free. It's learned out in the Gemara and Kedushin. Eved Yaitzim and Mecheris. The Mumim Shebegaluhein. The Einan Chayshvin. These are things in the open. This is not internal. This is external. And it doesn't heal, meaning it doesn't grow back. Kishayvayin, like a tooth, not a baby tooth, and an ayin or an eye. Kvistrabu b'klal pratu klal b'perikam of the Kedushin, and it's included from a klal pratu klal. Hamachrian, da'at chacham ev eina nira v'lo esparish maninu. Rashi says those who decide which one they like, but it doesn't explain which tana or which tanoim or the machrian. V'akroi d'shinam b'kedushin. The answer is, it's psukim, but lemaisa, it's drushes. Not everybody's aware of the drushes. So to save the eved, the agony of people still thinking he's an eved, we make the master write a Shtar Shikur. Yes, Harav Klon.
So this is, in general, the machlokes by if you need a Shtar Shikur or not, does that have anything to do with Tikkun Olam?
No!
Yeah.
No!
And the reason I
let me say it back.
No.
The Machriyim, the Da'at Chachamim, or the Tanoim beforehand?
Just in general, what is it? Do you need a Shtar Shikur or not a Shtar Shikur?
It's a biblical question. Tikkun Olam is rabbinic.
But I was thinking more like, he wants to show that he has...
Again.
Again,
why are we doing it? Why are we doing it?
Tikkun Olam by
Get. Again, it's necessary to write stuff.
No,
but Tikkun Olam was have signatures to do different pratim. Nobody gets a get as a Tikkun Olam. Get is a deraisa. Again, there are parts that are Tikkun Olam.
Okay.
This is a biblical question. Does the Eved go 100% free or not?
But
why are you bringing Tikkun Olam somewhere where there's no shaykhus to it?
Maybe
not.
Maybe he needs it just to show everybody.
Where do you see that?
Get over here.
Again, where did you see anywhere in this machloikas that it's Tikkun Olam? Why can't it be a derisa Tikkun machloikas? Why are you doing this?
Because I was under the impression that didn't we have the whole thing that I want to give it to the Eved because...
We had one case! And now we have a second case according to the Machriyim L'Das Chacham. This is a biblical machloikas. Does knocking out his tooth free him completely or not is biblical. Do not bring Tikkun Olam into here. Nobody mentioned the word Tikkun Olam. The Gemara explained that the Machriyim, the Das, those who made the compromise, they did it because of Tikkun Olam. Now really, they agree he doesn't need a Shtar Shechur. But since not everybody knows the Drasha, so we accommodated the Evan. The other man, the Amrim, weren't talking about Drabonim, they were talking to Raisa. Something about right. By the way, the pshat I spoke out, Medrash Chachamim, as Tysus explains, because we're afraid that it's a drasha, people might still kill him or whatever. Don't think about it, by the way. Ma'ukim get shechur eichel b'truma o eina eichel. Somebody, an eva that was made hefker, or hegdish, according to one man the Amar, he is free his money, but he still needs a shtar shechur. Mavkar avdoi, according to Rav and Rav Yechel, he needs a shtar shechur. Can he eat truma? His master is a kayan. He's free, but he's not free. He's free monetarily, but he still needs a shtar shechur. Is he still an eved kayan that he can eat truma or not? That's the shaila. Now, but here it is a peladik Rashi, but let me first finish the next 2 lines of Gemara. Kinyan kaspe amarachmanam. V'haylav kinyan kaspe who? When the Torah says an eved can eat truma, the Torah refers to an eved as a monetary acquisition. He's no longer a monetary acquisition. Idoma, kiva the mechusa get shichur kinyan kaspa kiyubay. Or he's still called the person's acquisition, because the bottom line is he still needs a bill of freedom. He is not free completely. That's the shaila. We had a similar shaila earlier in the Gemara when he's considered a master. Here we're talking about, is the Eved still considered an acquisition? Rashi. Now this Rashi is a Pella. All the Achorinim talk about it, and I honestly cannot say over one answer. They all give answers, and they slug each other up, and they argue. At the end of the day, the Kasha is a Pella to Kasha. And again, there's a lot of answers given, and I can't say one over. I could say one over, but it's a cute one. It's not really, I don't think it's really shocking. We're going to read it right now. Eichel Betruma, the next Rashi after that. Eichel Betruma, if Evan Kainu. Kinyan Kasvai, Amar Rachmanel Inyan Truma. The truth is, we went through that Rashi already. No, it might be a Rashi later on. I don't see the Rashi here now. We'll see it later on. Eichel Betruma, Shneim. I'm sorry, it's my turn. Okay. What is the Abbot still considered an acquisition of the master? He has no monetary rights in him, but the Abbot needs his bill of freedom. Is that enough to be qualified to be called the master's Kinyan Kasbah? Now, let me explain. The word Kinyan Kasbah doesn't mean you owe his money. Kinyan Kasbah means you acquired him with money. You bought him. You bought this Eved. You still own the fact that you have to give him a Shtar Shechur. Is that enough that the Eved is called your Kinyan Kasbah?
Now, let's look at the Eved would do or damage himself. Who pays?
Nobody. He doesn't have money.
What do you mean when we had that money?
The Eved has no money.
Before we had, it's why we had Shaila, if he pays.
Somebody has to give it to Mamanashe and the Rabbi
Shuspai. Yeah, he's good. So that's just a tangible thing. But if he damages, he does something wrong, he breaks someone's window, he hurts somebody, who pays that?
If he has money, he would have to pay, but since most of them have not a penny, nobody pays.
That's just...
It's a big... What do you mean, just? It is. 99% of Avadim have no money.
That's fine. So Rebbe's saying is, if he got lucky and has money, he would have to pay. So he, in regards to that, halacha, he's his own man now. So
what in the world does that have to do with his Kinyan Kasbah?
He's not anymore shaykes to the other.
Well, hold a second. a real eved, 100% eved, that the master owns completely. He has no money. I'm giving you a case. Any damages, who pays?
I don't.
No, not a penny. Nobody pays. He's not your shor. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, Daf, Dalar Amar Aleph, that if we made the master pay for his eved's damages, every eved could go and make his master's life miserable. He will go and damage things and make his master pay. So his master says, I better get rid of him because he's costing me more than he's worth. Therefore, the halacha is that if an eved damages, nobody pays. Gemara Baba Kama, Dalar Amar Aleph. The Mishnah that the Eved
Kanani. Only
Eved Kanani. It's really a Mishnah in the 8th Berakah Baba Kama, but the Gemara of Abdallah Amar Aleph explains that the reason is because you're sure you can watch, and Eved is impossible. He knows he can. Shor doesn't have the das to know I can hurt my master. So if you watch him, he's not going to go damage. And Eved, he's going to go damage because he knows he can hurt you. If you have to pay. Therefore, nobody pays.
Well, it's only not for me to be impossible with this truma. Is there anything else?
What?
Is there any other... How broad is this kinyan kaspo?
The Torah uses it for truma. Those words are written by truma. By knas, the Torah uses the word adayin. So we had a question, is he considered the adayin? We never proved it. The pasuk by Knas says, "Kesef shleishim shkalim yitein la'adaynav." So we have to translate the word adaynav. That was our shaila. We had no answer. Now we're going into the pasuk by Truma. There, the pasuk uses the word kinyan kasbai. Each section is going to have to be analyzed by the way the Torah described the halacha. By Truma, the Torah describes the halacha with the word kinyan kasbai. We're just trying to find the Webster's definition of kinyan kasbai. Zog to Gemara Tashima. So the Gemara is going to try to prove it. The Amar of Misharshia. Kehenna, it's really a Mishnah. It's a Peladika thing that the Gemara is quoting it from Nambaira, but it's a Beferish Mishnah. The Amar of Misharshia, he asked the question, but I didn't see an answer. The Amar of Misharshia. What happened was, two women gave birth in a cave. And if you want to write a story why they were in a cave, in Yevamos. Yes. Baruch Hashem. Yes, it's a Mishnah, Yevamos. Two women gave birth in a cave. Why they're in a cave, I'll let you write the story. But they both gave birth in a cave, and we don't know whose baby is who. One was a Kehenes, meaning married to a Kayan. And one was her shifcha. So one son is an evet kayin, and one son is a ben kayin. That's what happens. But they don't know who's the ben kayin and who's the evet kayin. So the halacha is her elochim betruma. They can both eat truma. The chokin chelakachar ala kayin. And if they want to collect truma, they have to go together, because we don't give truma to an evet, so we have to give it to the ben, and we don't know who's the ben. So if both go together, there is definitely a ben here. The Eved can eat truma because an Eved kain eats truma. Higdilu atzaruvus, when they become bar mitzvah, Meshachrer says that. They free each other because they can't exist. They can't marry anybody because they don't know who they can marry. So we want them free. So they free each other. So for all practical purposes, what? But they don't know which one. So for all practical purposes, nobody has anybody else's money here. Hold a second. Nobody else, everybody, and nobody getting any money out of anybody here. Because we don't know who owns who. Yet, they need a star shechur, but there's no monetary right. Hold a second. Yeah, they grew up. They inherited themselves, yes. So, yet, we say they eat truma till they free each other. How can they eat truma? There's no kinyan money. Teretz is, he's still considered king and kasbai. So Raya, that even though there's no monetary right here, still considered king and kasbai.
I missed the...
The two grow up. Yeah. They're 14 years old. Okay. One is the master and one is the abbot. Okay. Can anybody take anybody else's money? Before they free each other. They haven't freed each other yet. One is the master, one is the abbot. Can anyone demand the other one's money? Exactly. So does he have any monetary rights in the other person?
Yes.
But he doesn't have, so practically speaking, does he have any monetary rights? And yet they still eat truma till the shechur. So we're proving that even without monetary rights, the right to eat truma is still there. And for the Gemara with Dr. Harris, one second. And for the Gemara with Dr. Harris hinted to.
Well, he saw it.
There, really, one owns the money of the other guy. We just don't know who. It's not because there's a lack of Kenyan. One of these kids owned the other kid totally. We lack the knowledge. It's not because there's no Kenyan in the money. It's because we don't know how to enforce it. Here, there is no Kenyan on money in our Shiloh. So therefore, the two cases are not comparable. Yes? That's why it's always give the Gemara a chance. Yes. They free each other. That way, whoever... Now, they can't eat truma anymore. Because one of them is Yisrael now. He's not a Kayan anymore. He's not an Eved Kayan. By freeing each other, none of them can eat truma. They're both Sekas. But we don't know. What do you mean? It's not true. Which one was the Eved? If Eliyahu comes and tells us, it's not a suffix. We don't know who's the Kayan. We'll never know who the Kayan is until Eliyahu shows up. Somebody asked me, I'm learning this in Daf Yomi, how about DNA?
I thought that.
Yeah, what's the answer?
What's that?
What do you, why didn't you ask it?
I don't want to do DNA. It's not 100%.
It proves paternity. It proves who the mother is. Who the father is. The answer is, we don't rely on DNA for paternity, because if we did, we'd have a lot of trouble. So therefore, the Paiskim do not use DNA for paternity, which is very interesting, because they will use DNA to identify a body and be mater a woman to get married. In 9/11, when they found pieces of bodies, they identified them by DNA and let the women get married. This is HSH. Again, the only reason we don't use it for paternity, really we would, theoretically. It's theoretically, I understand, I'm not a scientist. The accuracy is a little less in paternity than it is in proving the guy is himself. It's less. It's substantially less, but it's still pretty good proof. The reason we don't like to use DNA for paternity is, unfortunately, we would find a lot of mamzerim. We'd rather not find out. That's the truth. Imagine if somebody came and claimed he wants to find out if that guy is his father or not. And he finds out he's not. He got major problems. So we don't use DNA for paternity.
Really that bad.
Are you in a religious mood today and a not religious mood today? Yesterday you were not religious. Today you're being religious again. Baruch Hashem.
Yeah.
I'm happy. Yes.
I'm going to retract that retraction. Last question. First, I was going to ask, who gets the money when they're tanim? And I'm saying about who gets the money when they're stolen. One of the Dorshim.
They each keep their own money. I might see Chaver Alavaraya.
They split it?
No. I might see Chaver Alavaraya.
Nobody gets the money.
They themselves.
I'm about the inheritance of the father.
Oh, well, we don't know who the son is. So it depends. Are there other kids?
No, I'll say it's just.
two kids, and two women were married to the same man.
They're not married to the same man. One's an avid, one's not.
Right. So what do they do when they, after they're massacre themselves?
Are there other kids or they're not other kids?
No, right.
If there's no other kids, they have to work out a compromise between themselves. Not so simple, but they have to work out a guy. If there are other kids, the other kids can tell them, prove you're a kid. And they get nothing.
They can do whatever they want. There is no before status.
They don't know who's the kid.
Nobody gets
peace. Again, is there one kid? Is there only one kid? He gets 100%. One is in heaven.
They got mixed up.
So they, okay.
They're not from the same father. One is an Eved, and one is a free person.
I thought the one with the Shiva gave birth.
It's that two women, not two different fathers, two different mothers, gave birth in a cave. Nobody said a word about the same father. Why should we assume a guy lived with a Shiva?
Yeah.
It's Avera. He's in a religious mood today. We don't do Averas today.
Okay, the father of the Shifra could have been with an Avitan.
Right. Again.
Okay. All right, I'm finished.
Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Eichel, Betu, Mishneim, and Manavshel, Bechad Kain, Bechad Evit Kain. They have to go together. This time of holding, we don't give truma to an avid. Why? Because if you give truma to an avid, people think he's a kayan, and they let him marry a Jewish girl. But now, since he has to come with his master, they'll understand that he's an avid. He still needs to get shikhur. Nobody has any monetary right over him. They have to free each other. And the answer is, because there he owns them 100%, we just don't know who owns who. Whereas here, by Mokim get shikhur, he doesn't own his money. So it doesn't prove the shaila at all. Dr. Gemara Vayter.
Did you try some well into it?
No, this is it. Again, the rule is, I think, and I always quote this rule, that whenever we have a proof, even if it doesn't work, we don't say teku. The Gemara only says teku when it brings a question and it has nothing to say about it. But if we try to prove it, that means we didn't let it sit. We tried. Teku really means leave it alone. Let it stand. We have nothing to say. Here we had something to say. It didn't work, but you can't say we had nothing to say. Therefore, the Gemara does not use teku. Teku is only used in shilas that we have no attempt to answer. Every time we attempt to answer, the Gemara does not say teku. And therefore, in all the shilas that we had here, we had a whole bunch, right? We had knas and truma. It never said teku. It never proved it. It tried. It got out. So there's no proof. We don't know. It remains a suffix, but we don't use the word teku, because that's the word teku, even though everybody says it means tishvi tarts kushes rabbayas, and it does mean that, but literally it means let it stand. Weiter, next shayla. Iboiluhu. Now, I'll just answer the following. So Gemara is going to explain the shayla. So the first line, everybody says, let the Gemara do its thing. Iboiluhu. Evet shemachroi rabbi leknas. Machroi ayna machr. Can one sell the right of the knas in his evet? Can he go to somebody and say, listen, this is my evet. I am holding on to him. Not free at all. He's an evet knani. He works for me. But I would like to sell you.
Thank you.
I would like to sell you the right that if a shor hamuad gores him and kills him, you'll get the 30 shkolim. It might happen. It might never happen. The right in the Eved to collect the Knas. That's the Shiloh.
Can you sell that?
Is that sellable? Correct. What's the Shiloh? Now, we have a machlokes from Meir and Rabbanon, whether you can sell something that doesn't exist in this world. Meir says yes, Rabbanon say no. I'm sorry? Tibayel or Meir? Tibayel or Rabbanon? This is a shayla according to Meir. It's a shayla according to Rabbanon. Tibayel or Meir? At kind of come a Meir other Makna Davish Labali Ilam. And the comparison to Echo David is Yasu. The mayor only says it, you can sell something that commonly comes. I can tell you the fruit that's going to grow in this year's crop. It usually grows. It's common to grow. So I can sell you a future that doesn't exist because it commonly comes. Abel Hacha, Miyeme de Mingach. Who says this will ever happen? Who says it will ever gourd? Ve'im Tim Tzolayme de Mingach. It's a knas. Maidim knas is putter. A guy can run to Bezin and say, my Sharamu had just killed an Evan Knani, and he's putter. So even if it happens, it's not necessarily collectible. Frek Taisa, so what's the Shaila? Remeir only said about Vididiyasu. So you know the answer. So Taisa says that what over here he did is he didn't sell him the knas of the Evan. That would never work. Mr. Meir's rule is clear. You can only sell Davish Labali Ailam, it's Abidi Diyasu. Over here, you're selling him the Evet for the Knas. Not the Knas of the Evet, but the Evet for the Knas. Let me explain. There's two ways you can sell this year's crop. You can say, I'm selling you the crop, or you can say, I'm selling you the right in the tree to get the crop. The tree is here. That's not a Davar Shalom Bali Ailam. That's here. Davar Shalom Bali Ailam is you sell the crop. I'm not selling you the crop. I'm selling you a right in the existing tree. That for sure works with everybody. What you did over here is you sold the right in the Eved for the Knas. And the reason the Gemara has a Shaila is because the Knas doesn't grow out of the Eved. Usually, when you sell a right, it's because the thing comes out of that thing. The fruit grows from the tree. So you have a right in the tree for the fruit. Here, it's something that doesn't come exact, but it's not that you're selling them the knas, you're selling them a right in the oven.
It doesn't come about, the whole
lump of the thing. Hey, let me finish. I feel like somebody, you know, sometimes you say something and people interrupt you, right? I feel the same way now. I almost feel the same way. Now I know how you feel. Again, Taisus is explaining that the Gemara would never have the Shaila if you sold just the Knas. It's not Avidi Diyasu. Taisus learns that the Shaila is if you sell the Ebet for the Knas, which is not like a tree for the fruit, because the fruit doesn't come from the tree. It does come from the tree here, it doesn't come from it. But at the same time, it's better than just the Knas. So therefore, the Gemara wants to know, do you need Avidi Diyasu here or not? Do you still say Avidi Diyasu, even though you're selling him the right in the Evet, because he doesn't grow out of the Evet? Or do we say no, since you're selling him the right in the Evet, you don't need Avidi Diyasu? That's how Taisus learns the Shaila. I wonder, first of all, let me hear that again. You said something else before. You said it's very nice. Okay, now, move, yes. I learned from you how to react to anything.
The whole point is that if it's simply Avidi Diyasu, you have in your mind something that might tell you, something that alumnus is in your mind says, you know what, it's going to happen pretty chance. Chances are better Avidi Diyasu. So it doesn't matter if you're selling this to this or this to that. It doesn't change your mind, your brain thought. It doesn't change it. Before, is it the 1% chance? There's no 1% chance. And it's just, that's only the terminology that we're saying.
Can I answer you?
Rebbe, yes,
you may. Okay, I'm glad you gave me the permission. Whenever, the only time you need Avidi Diyasu is because the thing is not here. And when you're selling, the guy is here. It's here. He's buying something here now. He's getting something tangible right now. And therefore, I don't care what happens later. It's something here now. Avida de Yasu is a svara because it's not here. So therefore, if it's not common to come, and it's not here, we don't say you can sell it. This is here. If you sell a tree for the fruit, the tree is here. You have an ownership in the current tree. You have an ownership in the current Evan. The only reason you need Avida de Yasu, the Gemara has a question here, is because the Knas doesn't grow out of the Evan. Had the Knas grown out of the Evan, Taisus, you don't need Avida de Yasu. He owns a right in the existing Evan. It's only when the thing is not here, and I need to do a kinyan or something not here, Remeir says it has to be common. If not, it doesn't work.
This has nothing to do with the mayor of Rabbanim then. It's not selling them a blanket at all. They're only being quailing on when he's selling something that's not here, right? If you're selling them this year, they both agree that it would be.
Not being hard to buy the Rabbanim. I'd kind of come around on an Ela Matin of Shlomo Le'olam, Elchon Peres Deco to Hashtami Elestahu. They're not here. Avahacha, Hakoi Shar, Hakoi Evan. Everything's here. The Gemara throws in Hakoi Shar, meaning it's not even you have to wait for a Shar to be born. There's Shwarm around that can gore, and he's selling them right in the Evan. My. So the Gemara spoke out your Svara. Then according to Rabbanon, it's the same child.
How do you do it?
Again, the Gemara. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Shemachroi Rabbi L'achar L'knas. Shem Yigechenu Shor, Yeknas Shaloi. Abel L'shar Dvarim L'machroi did not sell him for anything else. Machro L'knas me, he sold for knas. Olay Machroi. If Naga Knas of the Rabbi, we should ain't other Machnas of Shlomo Le'olam. The boiler and mayor, the other Machnas of Shlomo Le'olam, I mean, Lishara, Mukadash, just be like Shisgayer. That was the case we had in Yavamas. Paris Dekla, let me finish Rashi. Hamaycha Paris Dekla, actually, Chanta, before it blossomed, the Pligi Bar of Hunav Rav Nachman, I'll leave it to Rav Meir. Dilma Maido Mifter, but Bazin Kaidim Hadaz Adim. Before Adim testified, Maido Mignas Futter. Yes, what can I do for you?
So it's like he's going to a insurance adjuster and say, what's the risk of this not ever happening? I'm selling you that part of my Evan.
Correct.
And how much is that risk worth?
Correct. Well, you don't make up how much that risk is worth. That's not the Gemara's discussion. The Gemara's not discussing what the price is. The Gemara wants to know, is that considered a right in the Evan? Is that considered part of an ownership of an Evan, the right to Knas?
That's sellable. We find the Gita, a lady can sell a Tsuba, right? Right in the Tsuba.
It's a different story. It's a debt.
Sure.
It's an existing debt. It's an existing debt.
We have it written down.
The probability is...
I'm planning to lend money to Ramesh. Planning to lend him $100. Can I sell you that loan now? Doesn't exist.
This case is better.
Yeah, but it exists.
The case of the loan was Vieta.
Maybe yes, maybe not. We don't know.
What
it takes two to make a loan. It's not the other of anyone. Tashima. Amar Ababa Tashima. V'yilid Beisai. Okay, the Pasuk says, Nefesh, I'm sorry, I have to remember this. Kayin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasbai. You know what? I don't remember the part.
Who
Yechubai? If you lit Beisai, hey, mu Yechlu Balachmai. I think that's what it says. Right? So it says, you lit Beisai. Now, Kinyan Kaspa, you lit Beisai, are really the same thing. It's an Evid you own. One is an Evid that was born to your Shifcha. You didn't have to buy him, he became yours by birth. And one is an Evid that you spent money for. The Torah writes both. You're Kinyan Kaspa Yitz Truma, and you're Yilid Beisai Yitz Truma. They're both Avadim Knanim. One you went to the market and paid for, and one got born into this job of being an Eved Knani. Zok the Brisa, Matam with Leimer. Why did we have to say that the Eved born in your house eats Tuma? Im Kinyan Kesef, Eichu, you live basically Koshke? If a Kinyan Kesef eats, isn't it for sure that Yelid Bezoi should eat? Why is he any worse? He's born as an Eved Knani.
When did he get the
Yeshiva? 25 years ago.
When did he got her date before?
It doesn't make a difference. She was born as an Eved. I don't care about the Uber. Let's not invent answers. Let's give the Gemara a chance to give it the answer. Dr. Gemara, the answer is Ilu Kane. Had it only say Kinyan Kesef. One of you have an Eved that's worthless, and the Gemara says later on, because he's a mukashchin, he's a trefa, he has zero worth. He's worthless. Kinyan Kasper means you spent money. That means he's worth something. Yelid Beisai might be worth zero. How do I know he eats? Talmud Leiber, Yelid Beisai Mikomok. He's born in Eved, he eats Truma, I don't care what he's worth. The Brisa continues. Vadai Nani Eiber. Yelid Bayez Bein Sheyesh B'Shava Kesef Bein Sheyesh B'Shava Kesef Eichel. That's true by a born Eved Kanani, I don't care his monetary value. Kinyan Kesef, I would say Yesh B'Shava Kesef Eichel Ein B'Shava Kesef Ein Eichel. But if you buy him, I would say, if he's worthless now, you bought an Eved Kanani, and then he became a Metzaira Trefem, Novo Mukashchen, you name it, he has zero value. Maybe he can't eat Truma anymore, because he's not worth money. You spent money, and now he's not worth money. Talmud Leimer, Kinyan Kasper, Yelid Beisai, to the same Pasuk. Hekesh. Ma Yelid Beisai, Abishay Neshava, Klum Eichu, Av Kinyan Kasper, Ben Eshava, Klum Eichu. That's the Brisa. So the Brisa derives from Yelid Kasper, that we don't care what the Eved's worth. He's your Eved, he's Truma. Even if he's worthless. And that's from Yelid Beisai. And then the Torah made a Hekesh between Yelid Beisai and Kinyan Kasper. So even though you spent money for this Eved, but now, a year later, the poor Eved is a trefa and a mukashchin and you name it. He's a worthless Eved. He still can eat truma. That's the Brisa. The Gemara wants to know, how can you ever have a worthless Eved? You can always sell him from Knas. You can always sell him from Knas. That's Saraya. How can you say you have a worthless Eved? There's no such thing. You can sell him for a pruta for Knas. And therefore he has worth. Every Eved has value. Is a raya that you can't sell for knas.
Yeah.
Can't. The Gemara talks about an eved that's valueless. Every eved knani has value. It can be sold for knas. Yes. Yes. V'is tal g'daitach. Eved shemachur rabbi l'knas mochur. He's a trefa, and a trefa has no knas. If a sharp muad kills an eved that's a trefa means he's going to die within 12 months. There's no knas. He's considered dead already. So he has no value for knas either. Right. Frekti Gemara, the Chazi Lamekim Kamei, but still he's alive, he can serve you, he has value. That the Gemara Nuvo Mukashchen, he happens to be an ugly looking Mukashchen anyway, you don't want him around you. He has no value for Knas, he's a worthless Eved, and he still eats Truma. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Yelid Beisei Mount Talmud Leimer, Yelid Achilas Truma, Yelid Beisei Hem Yechlu Belachmoi, Yelid Beisei is Ben Shiv Chasoi, Ilu Keit, Lassiva Lakinya Kasbo Yechubai. If it would only say Kinyan Kasboy, Av Kinyan Kesav Abishay Neshava Klum Kanshanasa Mukashchin. Mika Avdalim is Avim Bebrutal Iknasa Shemichanu Shor Yidushloshim Kesav. Betrefa, Shein Mishalom of Knas, the God of Ketilu who is a dead man. I, the Chazil, make him Kavayi Zotrashi. The Sharsay can still serve him. Now, there's two trefas that we can tell from the outside. Most trefas are internal. but there are two that we can tell. One is that his foot's cut off above his knee, and the other one is that his brain got smashed in. So Ava P. He can still do something. And the answer is with Nubal, the Moth, Babinami Treva, the Law Bar Knasu. Let's say you can't sell an Evid for Knas, but you can sell him completely, and it's every Evid is worth at least a Pruta, because you will be able to get the Knas. I might not be able to sell the Evid for the Knas, but I can sell the whole Evid. And he's not valueless, because the guy will be able to get the knas, if in case he gets gored. In the Havamina of the Gemara, when the Gemara said, there's no such a thing as a valueless Evan because you can sell for knas. Therefore the Gemara answered, you can't sell for knas. But there's still no valueless Evan, because you can go over to somebody and say, here, take my Evan for a penny, and he'll pay you because he'll get the knas. My answer is a treifa. There's no knas.
So, can't sell a treifa.
In the Havamina of the Gemara, when the Gemara wanted to prove that an Evid is valueless because you can't sell him for knas, sell him completely.
Meaning retain his ownership of just the knas part.
That you can't sell.
Right, but if you sell the whole thing.
And for Taisus, why would anybody want to buy an Evid and feed him if all you get is the knas? It's one thing if you're only buying the right in a knas, you have no responsibilities. But why would anybody send any money to buy an Evid that all he's worth is the knas?
No value.
No value.
That's why he's just a shopper. This thing doesn't have to give him true money.
You're right. He could. We're not talking about it. You're right.
No,
he has Rachmana for the guy. The guy's a treifa manuvel mukashchut. The guy's got the whole nine yards.
I don't need to do. Why can't he be a paperweight?
You have to be able to see.
He doesn't want him around. Doesn't want to see the guy. He's a mukashchin. He's a manuvel. Nobody wants a manuvel mukashchin.
Nobody wants him. Therefore, he's not sellable.
Sellable is if somebody's willing to pay.
He has 12 months to live. He can work in
dungeon. He is a manuvel mukashchin. Nobody wants a person like that around.
He had a bet here.
So that must include these Tabal also.
Yeah, but he's stuck with him.
Or he could.
He could, but we're talking now he didn't free him yet. Can he eat Truma?
I mean, can he eat Truma in a different room? That's what he's saying.
Again, of course he can free him.
You have obligations.
But you should know, the liberal media would kill the guy for freeing him. I mean, the poor guy, you're leaving him out. There's no safety net. You know, it'd be terrible, terrible.
Does Baal have obligations to the Evid to feed him?
That's Shiloh, that's Amy Bain is on. We had that enough in base.
Right. So at this point, he can't go out. Therefore, the Baal has no obligation.
And again, it's a machloikis and not good basim and aleph kinto in heaven. I'm not feeding you. What do you have to say? Oh, meaning, you're right. He has no obligation to feed him. He can go on the get food stamps. Get food stamps.
What?
Whatever you want him to get. He's not a little kid, so he can't get WIC. If he's a little kid, he can get WIC. Okay, tomorrow we move on to the next Shiloh.